Okay, today is Daf Pei Aleph. We're on Pei Aleph. We are at two dots. Ha'ochel v'ha'shosa ein mitzdarfin, right?
Yeah.
Ha'ochel v'ha'shosa ein mitzdarfin. We said that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur and you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. There's a shear for eating and a shear for drinking, but they don't combine. So if you eat a half a kosevet and drink a little bit, which would be, I guess, a half a kosevet, that's the whole question. If they do combine, which shear rules? The share for eating or the share for drinking? But they don't come on anyway, so that's not an issue.
Maybe that's why.
Right. But Mantana, who is the author of this Mishnah who said they don't combine? Who said that? So Amar of Chista, b'machlokes shenuya, the truth is it's a machlokes, v'Rebbe Yoshua hi, and it's Rebbe Yoshua. Where's the machlokes? The machlokes is not here, it's a machlokes somewhere else. Where? By Tuma. Ditnan, there's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Mi'ila. It says like this: Klal Amar Rabbi Yehoshua. There's a rule that Rabbi Yehoshua said: Kol Shetumaso. If the Tumah, the Shi'uro, and the Shear is Shav, then Mitzdarfin. What does that mean? The Shear and the Tumah. So Rashi says Shetumaso and Vishur and Shavin. Kigon. For example, Shtei Chatzei Zesim, two half a Zesim, Mishnei Mesim, from two dead people. Oh, mishtei nevelos, or from two dead animals. Oh, shtei chatzai adasha, or two halves of adashas, mishnei shrotzim, from two shrotzim. Shezman tumas and shava, the length of time that you're tame, in all these cases, is the same. Vishiur on shava, and the shear is the same. Litame b'shir echad. Right? The shear for a mace is a kezayit. So if half a kezayis and maize A and half a kezayis and maize B, what's the difference? It combines. Why? Because it's all the same. However, the Gemara continues, Tumaso, if the tumah is the same, velo shi'uro, what do you mean the tumah is the same? The amount of time your tameh is the same. There's only two types of time. It's either a day or 7 days. Only a maize is 7 days. Right? How long are you tameh for? That's what it means, tumaso. How long are you tameh for? It's either a day or 7 days, right? So tumaso, if the tumah is the same, but velo shiuro, not the shear, the shear is not the same. Rashi says, kigon for example, sharet unvela. You have a sharet and a vela. Shneem tumazeret. Both of them make you tame for 1 day. However, abel ein shiur and shavu latame. Zeh kizai, zeh kadasha. They have a different shear. So how do they combine? Which shear would rule? Anyway, they don't combine. Shiuro, where is it? Sorry, shiuro, the shear is the same, velo tumaso, but not the time frame. What's that a case of? Rashi says again, kigon meis unvela, shishneyan bekezayis, both of them have a shear of a kezayis, zet tumas shiva, zet tumas erev. All these cases, now, velo tumaso, velo shiuro, not the tumma is not the same, not the shear is not the same, nothing's the same, right? Like a meis and a sheret. A sharet is an adasha, a mace, a mace is a kezayis. One's tummy for 1 day, one's tummy. Nothing's the same. In all these cases, amit's diamond doesn't combine. Now, since Rabbi Yeshua said that, there's a machlokas about that. The Rabbanon hole does combine. Now, how does it combine? Which shear governs, which zman governs, I don't know. But it's a machlokas about that. So what do you see? Our Mishnah must go like Rabbi Yeshua. Right? I'm Mishnah Matlok of Yeshua, who said that food and drink don't combine. That doesn't combine by Tumah, doesn't combine over here either. Rav Nachman Amar, no. I feel Tam Rabbanan. It could even be the Rabbanan over there by Tumah, who say it does combine. Ad kan lo kam Rabbanan Hasam Elyon Tumah. Why does Tumah combine the shame Tumah Chadu? Because it's one category of Tumah. It's Tumah. In details, don't bore me with the details. It's Tumah, it's Tumah, it's Tumah. I will hacha, but over here, it has nothing to do with Tumah. Mishum Yisuve Daitehu. It has to do with having Yishav Adas, Yishav Nefesh from eating. The high low miyasvadite. Combining, it's not gonna do it. Therefore, they even though they agree that by Tumah it does combine the two shiurim, they would agree that by here by Yom Kippur it doesn't. So it could be according to everybody. It's a machlokes. Same exact story. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Filtam Rabbanan, he's saying answer. No, can it be the Rabbanan? Ah, can lo come Rabbanan Hasamel in Tuma, Avahacha Mishmi Suve Daite, who, Bahai lo come Yasve Daite. It doesn't calm you down. Okay? Good.
Combination of water and drinking and eating doesn't calm you down.
Exactly. Even if it's one shear. Good? Okay, next Mishnah. Achal v'shasa behelam echad. Let's say you ate and drank in one helam. Forgot. You forgot it's in Kippur. Forgot. So you ate and then you drank. One helam. Ein chayav el chatas achas. You only chayav one chatas. Why? Because really eating and drinking is the same. It's the same inui. So you can eat a whole cow and you can drink a whole gallon, a whole barrel full of beer. Doesn't matter. It's one helam. Therefore, it's one shogeg. Therefore, it's only one issue. Right? Which is the exact opposite of not combining.
Yeah.
Right? They don't combine for Isser, but they do combine, and they do swallow each other up, in terms of being in the Chazat if you made a mistake, if you forgot. Achal v'asam malacha, but if you ate, you forgot some kippur, right? So you ate, you had lunch, and then you also did malacha. Then you mowed the lawn. So, chayev shtei chatos. You chayev twice. Why? Those are two different things. One is inui, one is a malacha. Different things. Achal ochlin she'ei ru'uyin lachila. If you ate food that's not edible, v'shatza mashkin she'ein ru'uyin l'shtia, or you drank something that's not drinkable, right? Now, I'm not sure now, this is, for example, or another thing. V'shatza tzir, if you drank, tzir is some kind of fish brine, omurius, a different kind of fish brine, pater your pater. Why? That's not normal. That's not normal food. Okay? So is that an example of something not normal? Is it something that you would think it's yes normal, so the mission has to come and say no, it's not normal? I don't know. Okay? Now, interesting Gemara here. Amar Rish Lakish. Mipnei malo nemra azhara be'inui. Why doesn't the Torah ever say, Don't have inui. Don't make your. That's giving the Gemara's answer. It's not possible to say it. It doesn't say don't eat. What does it say? It cannot say. You have inui. It's a mitzvah to say. It cannot say to have inui, which means what? Don't eat. Now one second. What if you do eat? B'shogeg yichayev achatas, right? It's not possible to be chayev achatas for violating an asay. Right? It's not possible. Even Pesach and Milo, which have kares if you don't do it, there's no chatas if you don't do it. Well, I forgot to bring karbach chatas Pesach. I forgot to bring karbach. You don't bring a chatas for that. Why not? Because it's an asay. You get kares if you do b'mezid. That's good, but it's not an asay. But it's not a los asay. So here, it's a funny thing. Because it says, ta'anu is nafshoseichem, you have inui, which sounds like an asay, yet, if you eat on Yom Kippur b'shogeg, you're chayev achatos. So Rosh Lakish wants to know, so why does the Torah say it like a los asay? Why not? So the Gemara answers, b'shum de lo efshar, but it's not possible. Hechi nichtov, what should the Torah say? Nichtov rachmana lo yochal, don't eat, then it would be a different shear, right? Yocha achila b'kizayis. If the Torah would have said, don't eat on Yom Kippur, it's a big aveir, don't eat, then I would say, oh, it's a lashon achila, achila is always a kizayis. And we know, for whatever reason, the Torah didn't want that.
Because those are aseishin b'maisin. You have to abstain from eating, you don't have to do something. It's not a maisin.
What do you mean?
It's not an action, you just don't eat, it's a passive.
I know, but it's a los asay. So it's a low sentence. The Torah just said, don't eat. That can't be what? That can't be. The Torah couldn't have said that. Because that would have implied a kazayas, and it's not the shear. So we're going to have other choices.
It's the same example like the Megadim, or there's no chatos for that. There's no.
No, but it said a low sentence. It's written like a low sentence. Nichta Rachmana.
No, I'm getting it. The Torah says Achila must be
Kzayis. Yeah.
Never accepted.
No.
Then why
can
it be a Lachamash?
This
case is
Lachamash. No, because the Torah, even though there's a chameleon, the Torah has a uniformity to it. Whenever it says Achila, it means a Kzayis. So why didn't the Torah say Achila by Yom Kippur? Because it didn't want it to be a Kzayis. Why didn't it want it? Because I don't know. That's the secret of Torah, yes, Hashem. Because it goes by Eno Yishev Hadas. I don't know why. That's what the Torah wanted. So therefore, it has no choice. It can't say, Lo Yochal, don't eat.
The comments is Mashu.
What? The
comments is Mashu.
That I know. Everything's a Mash. That could just be the Isser. That doesn't necessarily mean the punishment. That could be the Isser. I don't know. You get punished if you eat a mashu of chametz. I don't know. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I don't know.
Don't have enjoyment.
Oh, so nichtav rachmana. Let the Torah write. Lo seune. What's the Torah say? Don't have inui.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That means go eat. Yeah. Don't have inui. Kum ochel mashu means go eat.
I know that.
So there's no way to say it.
Why? Don't have enjoyment.
Maskif la ravoshia nichtav rachmana. He shamar pen lo tuuna. Be careful, right? He shamar pen lo tuuna. Be careful. Make sure you keep the isser of lo tuuna. How about that one? So the Gemara says im kain nefishu luhu lavi. That's a lot. That's very wordy.
Yeah.
That's very wordy. That can't be right. That implies two averas. He shamar pen, right? So why couldn't he have just written he shamar im lo tuuna? Why could you write like that? The Marshal didn't have an answer why he couldn't write like that. Torah could have said that. He shomer im lo seuna. Be careful if you violate this. Right? Tosafot Yontif says, I could read it still as go eat. He shomer, be careful, lo seuna. Don't not have enjoyment. Go eat. I still could have read it like that. Okay. Maskev lo rav bibi barabaya. How about this one? Nichtav rachmana. He shamer be mitzvahs inui. I couldn't Torah write it like that. He shamer be mitzvahs inui. So the Gemara answers, Im kain, he shamer de lav lav, he shamer da asay asay. Whenever it says he shamer with an asay, it means an asay. And whenever it says he shamer with a lav, it means a lav. For example, what's an example of that? Let's say like this. Hishamer benegat saras. What does that mean? Be careful with saras. Is that an asay or a los asay? It's an asay. Right? It's an asay. It's an asay that requires you not to do something. It's a funny thing. It's an assay that really turns into, but it's really an assay. Be careful with saras. It's a positive act, right? That's the same thing that would be over here. He's shomer b'mitzvah zinu. It's still an assay, right? It's still an assay, right? Now I'll take that back. He's shomer b'negat saras is a lav. Even though it's phrased like that, it sounds like it, but it's really a lav. Here, he shamar mitzvahs inui would be an asay. What's the difference? The difference is, this is very, the Rishash says this. When it says in the Torah, he shamar b'negat saras, what does the Torah not want you to do? The Torah doesn't want you to cut off the saras. Right? Besides, okay, it's a drasha, don't speak lashon hara. He shamar b'negat saras means officially, don't, if you see saras in your bed, don't cut it off. Don't cut it off. It's a lav. He shamar b'mitzvahs inui. What does the Torah want from you? Not to eat? No.
To do inui. Right.
How is that done? Many things. I can't eat. I can't take a bath. I can't be with my wife. A whole bunch of things. So it's really an essay. That's what the Gemara is really driving at here. So that's not an option. Okay? That's the best I can tell you. Mask.
How are you going to
violate
that
assay? Exactly. You're going to that's exactly why it's funny.
Yeah, you can't violate it.
Correct. That's why they didn't write it like that.
It's like a double negative.
Exactly. So Maskev Loravashi, one second. Nichtov, have it right like this. Al Tosor Min Ho'inui. Al Tosor, don't veer away Min Ho'inui from keeping Inui. So Kasha, that's not a bad one. That's not a bad choice, Kasha. It's not a tiyofta. It says, because even that's also a funny way to say it. It's not such a normal way to say it. You don't find anything like that in the whole Torah. That's such a funny way to say it. The answer is, it's not such an easy thing to do, so the Torah didn't do it. That's the best I can tell you. Okay? Next. Vitani, Vitana, now, how do you know, Taka, that there's an Azhara? If it's written like an Asay. Vitani, Maisi, Lamehacha. It's like this. It says, V'inisem es nafsho sechem. Right? V'inisem es nafsho sechem, which is an Asay. In the very same pasuk, it says, V'chom malacha lo sasu. Don't do malacha. That's clearly a lo sase. L'yachol ye onesh al tosefes malacha. So I would think that you have an onesh on the part of the day that tosefes. Right? You come to shul a half hour before to say tefillah zaka. That's about it. You're not going to do malacha anymore. What if you did do malacha then? Are you chayef for that? I did malacha in the extra time? Talmud lomar, v'chol nefesh, Allah asher saaseh kol malacha be'etzem ayom hazeh. Ali tumo shol yom onish karis. If you know onish karis, al tosefes malacha. Now, there's no onish karis at that time. Yachol lo ye onish karis, al tosefes malacha. Fine, there's no onish karis for that. Avol ye onish karis, al tosefes inui. But what if I eat then during that time? I get an onish for that also? Right? Talmud lomar, ki kol nefesh, asher lo tse'uneh be'etzem ayom hazeh v'nichrasa. Nah. The only time you get karis is if it's on the etzem day. Ali tzumo shel yom onish karis. Vein onish karis al tosefes inui. If this shul finishes an hour after the zman, because they're singing away an hour after the zman, and somebody can't hold that, he gets a coffee. What? That's a karis at that point. The Yom Kippur's over. You want to keep longer? Because don't they? It's not a karis anymore, right? Yachol lo ye klal b'klal onish. Maybe it's not an onish. Avi muzer al tosefes malacha. But there's still an iser. Talmud lomar v'chol malacha lo zazu be'etzem ayom hazeh. Ali tzuma shiyom hu muzer. Vein muzer al tosefes malacha. Right? Yachol lo ye muzer al tosefes malacha. Avi muzer al tosefes inui. Maybe I shouldn't be allowed. This is still an aveira of tosefes inui. I'm not going to get karis if I drink the coffee then. But I'm still not allowed to. No, you're not. Who said you're not allowed to? If it didn't, it's a kal v'chomer. Ma malacha. Shinar hakes b'shabbatas v'yom tovim. Malacha applies to every Shabbos, every Yantar. Eino muzer aleha. There's no aveira on Tosefes. Right? So, inui. She'ein. Right. There's an idea. You want to make Tosefes. It's wonderful. But no iser. You want to cult from Shabbos to 11 o'clock at night. You could do that. Right? People do it. Good. Kol hakavod is gevaldik. It's wonderful. And if you don't want to do it, it's not an iser. Right? It's not an iser. So inui, it's only once a year. She ain't annoyed with Shabbos Yom Tov. Ain't no din shalom yemuzer alav. Of course you're allowed to. Aval hazhara leinu the yom hashakir leyom hakir. Aval hazhara leinu shalom itzumo lo lamadnu. We still haven't found the source that is an actual warning. Don't eat on Yom Kippur. Minayin, where's that one? So the Gemara answers. You know what? Lo yomer onesh by malacha. The Torah didn't have to tell me an onesh by malacha. Why not? The gomar me inui. I learned it out from inui. Ma inui. She ate a noig b'shabbat as v'yom tovim. Just like inui. It only once a year. Onesh kareis. So malacha. She no hekes b'shabbat as v'yom tovim. Lo kolshkein. So malacha, which applies to every Shabbat and every yontif. So all the more so. What? That you should get kareis if you violate malacha on Yom Kippur. Ask
it's a different onesh.
What? Correct. It's the same onesh for Yom Kippur.
Right. Yeah, but for Shabbat,
right. So first of all, ask Tos Yom Kippur, don't we have a din ein onshim min adin? How is that a punishment from a kal v'chomer? Right? So someone give your answer. It's not really a kal v'chomer. Because it's a different punishment. Since inui only applies once a year, and the onesh is kareis. Malacha applies every Shabbat, every Yom Kippur, the onesh is not kareis. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, the onus should be kareis. Is that a kal v'chomer?
No, so I was a
habit. I don't know, what is that? But some say it's not a kal v'chomer, it's just a limud. It's just, what it's showing you is that malacha and inu and Yom Kippur are the same thing. It's not a kal v'chomer. Right?
How do you say malacha and inu are the same thing?
They're the same exact thing. Just like one's asr, the other one's asr. Just like one has kareis, the other one has kareis. It's not a kal v'chomer. Even though it sounds like it's a kal v'chomer.
Right. Being
what? No. It's the same. It's the same thing for purposes of onish. That's what I'm saying. It's just like one's also on Yom Kippur, this one's on Yom Kippur, and one gets kareis. They all get the whole thing. It's all the same. Why did it say it twice? Why did it say it twice? It said inui by malach. It said kares by inui and kares by malacha. Why did it say it twice? The same thing. Right? So the answer is lama nemar. Why was it said? Why did it say it twice? The answer is mufne. It's mufne. What does mufne mean? It's available. It's open. It's extra. What's it extra for? Lahakish viladun mimenu gzereshava. It's for purposes of making gzereshava, which is what? Nemar onesh by inui. It says onesh by inui. What does it say by inui? You're going to get kares. V'nemar onesh by malacha. And it says onesh by malacha. You're going to get kares. Ma o malacha lo onash el imkein hizir. Just like by malacha, there's no kares without a warning. It said don't do malacha. Af inui lo onash el imkein hizir. There isn't going to be malacha. There isn't going to be an onesh unless you're warned. So you're warned through gzera shava. That's a funny thing, but it's okay. Okay? Ikla mifra. That whole thing is no good. None of this is good. This question shows you that even though gzera shavas, we always think of a gzera shava as, it says this word over here, and it says another word about that in left field. So make a comparison. And what could you do? The Torah said, ikla mifra. We're asking a question on a gzera shava. How could you make a gzera shava like that? Right? How could you make a gzera shava like that? What do you see? That there's a logic to gzera shavas. There's a certain method that the gzera shava can't violate. Ikla mifrach. Mal inui. Shalohotar mechlalo. There's never a situation where inui is mutter. Never. However, there is a situation where malach is mutter. Where's that? In the Beis HaMikdash. But every Yom Kippur, they violate the malachas in the left and right in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Asks the Rishash, yeah, but when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, that year they didn't hold from Yom Kippur either. They ate on Yom Kippur. So Rishash said that one time in history, it's not such a, not so impressive. Okay, it was a very unbelievable thing. One time in history. This is every year. So every year they violated the malachas. So it's not a good Kavah Chomer. It's not a good Gzera Shava. Ma lemif inui. Shlohotah mechlalo. Inui is never mutter. Tomar b'malacha shehutar mechlala. Malacha is mutter. Where is the mutter? In the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not a fair comparison. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Elo lo yomar onosh b'inui. It didn't have to say, now we'll say it the other way around. It didn't have to say an onesh by inui. The gomar mi malacha. We'll learn that from malacha. Ma malacha shehutar mechlala onesh kares. 1 second. Malacha, some places it's mutter. And it's still kares if you do it. So inui shlohotar mechlala inui, which is never mutter, right? Lo kolshkein. So lama nemar. So why did it say an onesh by inui? Well, mufna, it's available. Lahakish v'ladun mimen gzera shava. It's for gzera shava. Nemar onesh by inui. V'nemar onesh for malacha. Ma malacha onesh v'hizir af inui onesh v'hizir. Okay, good. Ikal mifrach. It's also no good. Ma malacha, you know malacha is special? Shekinim hagis b'shabbatos v'yomim tovim. You're not allowed to do malacha anytime, any yontif. Shabbos. Tomar b'ino she'enu noeg b'shabbatos v'yomim tovim. Ino doesn't apply any other yontif any other time. So it's not the same. So it's not a good gzera shava. Amar avina, haitana. No, it's a different gzera shava. Etzem gamar. That's the gzera shava. It says etzem by inui, it says etzem by malacha. Mufne, that's for sure mufne. De'i lo mufne. If it's not mufne, with that same question we asked before, which is what? That malach is worse because it applies on Shabbos and Yontif. So the Gemara says, you're right. Li'i afnuye mufne. It's for sure mufne. Chamisha kroi ksivi. It says it 5 times. 5 times says in the Torah, what? 5 times says in the Torah, b'malacha. Right? That what? What does it say 5 times? What? Right. It says it 5 times. Chad. You have the list? The article gives the list. Okay, good. It says 5 times. Chad. Where am I? Chad lazhara di yamama. One to tell me that you're not allowed to do malacha by day. Right? Chad malach azhara lalaila. One that you're not allowed to do malacha kol nidre night. I need a special limud that you're not allowed to do malacha at night. It's a very funny thing. So some say the Tosfos the Rosh says, yeah, because it says be'etzem b'yom hazeh, so maybe only by day. Or we know the pasuk says that Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem. What about the night? There's no kapara at night. So I would have thought maybe there's malachas on usher at night. Comes along Torah, no, it's usher at night. Chad la'onesh di yamama, chad la'onesh di leila. Once for the onesh at night, once for the onesh by day. V'chad la'pnuye, once extra. L'migmar inuy min malacha, ben yamama, ben di leila. And that's how we learn out. A warning, they can't. You have to hold from inuy both by day and by night. The very b'shmal tana, the very b'shmal learned. A different makar. Nemar kan inuy, v'nemar lahalon inuy. It says inuy over here, and it says inuy by a naira hamurasa. You're not allowed to violate a naira hamurasa. Ma lahalon, just by a naira hamurasa. What'd you do? You violated her, right? Lo anash el imkain hizir. Afkan lo anash el imkain hizir. Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to go from left field to Naya Marasa? What was wrong with what we just did? What was wrong with that? You have to go to Naya Marasa, Xavier Shava, just like over there, violating a woman. What was wrong? Right? So, Ravacha bar Yaakov Amar, Yalef Shabbos Shabbos on Mishabbos Bereshis. A different thing. I learned from Shabbos. It says Shabbos by Shabbos, and it says Shabbos by Yom Kippur. Ma lahal lahona shalom kinhizir, Avkan lahona shalom kinhizir. That's okay. Rav Papa Amar, he go for Shabbos Ikri. Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos, right? Dechshiv tishabzu Shabbatchem. Tishbazu Shabbatchem, right? Now, the Gemara is going to ask it a little bit. Bishlom Rav Papa lo amar kirvacha by Yaakov. Rav Papa didn't want to go to Naam Rasa from left field. Why not? Dekra, dechshiv, gufi adiv. It's much better to learn out in the same Inyan. El Ravacha by Yaakov, my time lo amar kirv Papa. What's Ravacha by Yaakov getting a bakar from Naam Rasa from left field? The answer is, because he couldn't learn out anything from Yom Kippur. Why? Because he learned something else out of it. What? Miboyle le kidetanya. He needed it for a whole different vart. Which is what? It says in the Torah, V'initzem et nafshasechem b'tishal achodesh. And he should have inui on the 9th of the month. We know that the 9th of the month is something called Erev Yom Kippur. And there's no issur of inui. That's the opposite. You have to eat. Right? Yachal, I would think, Yaschal v'yitana betisha, so maybe the fast starts at the ninth day. Talmud lomar ba'erev. No, it's night. I ba'erev.
What's that kasha?
What?
We always know that the day comes out, that the day starts the evening before.
No, never in the Torah, for example, the Torah says that the 15th day of Nisan is Sukkot. It doesn't say the 14th is Sukkot. Even though we know it starts at night, it's still the 15th. Right? 15th of Tishrei, I'm sorry. 15th of Nisan is Pesach.
Right.
Doesn't say the 14th is Pesach. The 15th is Pesach. Let's say Pesach is a Monday night.
Right.
Let's say the 15th is a Tuesday. Monday night is Tuesday in Halacha.
Right.
It is the 15th. It's right. Just at night.
Right.
So why does Torah say that they should fast on the 9th day? What does that mean? Torah says, V'nitzim es nashotechem b'tishal achon, on the 9th day of the month. What does that mean, the 9th day of the month? You want to tell me Yom Kippur's on a Shabbos? Let's say Yom Kippur is a Shabbos. So Friday night, is that what you mean? Friday night? Friday night is the 10th. So what do you mean? What do you mean the 9th? What does that mean? Torah says fast on the 9th. What does that mean the 9th? Yachol Yaskel B'Zitana V'Tisha. I would think you fast on the 9th. The Torah says 9th, no? Talmud Lomar Be'erev. It says Be'erev. So I Be'erev, Yachol Misha Techshach. If it means the 9th at night, means Friday night, that's called the 10th. Talmud Lomar Batisha. So, but it says the 9th. So how does this work? How does this
Why
work?
Maybe I have to start fasting on the 8th because the 9th is going to come before.
So that's so far fetched. He can't fast 3 days in a row. So okay, Tzad, how do you make this pasuk make any sense? The answer is Maschil Umisana Mibod Yom. You start fasting early. Mikan, from here you see, Shemosifin Michol ala Kodesh. That you add on Chol onto Kodesh. Right? It's called Tosfos Yom Kippur. Right? It's a Beferish Pasuk. That's what some hold, it's a Doraisa. How does this square with what I said before? That if somebody's
doing
Malacha, maybe it's only, I don't know. How do you square that? Didn't we say before there's no Isser?
Right.
You could even eat. I don't know.
Well, maybe there's an Isra, but not Kores during that period.
The Kores is not. But there's still, what we said before, you can want to have a coffee at the end, and it's singing away, and you're fainting, you can go eat. I mean, the question is, how long does Tos have to be?
We stop eating before.
We always do that. We always do that. The question is, how long does it have to be? Right? That's first of all. And second of all, what if you don't want to do it? So we said before, you don't get any punishment. So if it's not even an Isser. So it's a different mandamar, maybe. Maybe it's a different mandamar.
I think we don't do it because of Ziyad. We don't want to make a mistake and run into Yom Kippur.
That's a separate thing. That's a separate thing. We don't know exactly this minute. Right. So we have Tosefus a little bit. Ainli Ela B'Knisasa. That's only true going in. B'Tziyat Sumanayin. What about going out? Hamadamar B'Erev Ad Erev. Ainli Ela. Now they feel like this. Ainli Ela Yomim Tovim. Shabbos Minay. How you know the same thing as on Shabbos? Tamad Lomar, Tashbisu, Tishabzu, Ein Li Ela Shabbosos, Yom Tov Minayin. How you know Yom Tov also? Tamad Lomar Shabbatchem, Haketad, Kol Mokum Shnemar Shavuos, Masifim Michal Ala Kodesh. It applies to every Yom Tov, every Shabbos, Yom Kippur, everything is always something called Tosefes. There's a whole lumpus over here because the Rambam doesn't quote Tosefes. Tosefes is not such a simple topic. I'll tell you why it's not a simple topic. The reason why it's not a simple topic is because on a normal Friday, when you come to shul, you daven mincha. Mincha, you cannot do tosefes before mincha. Because mincha is Friday's tefillah. So you have to do tosefes between mincha and Kabbalah Shabbos. The problem is, when you daven mincha right by shkia, that's really no time to do the tosefes. Right? It's not such an easy answer. It's a very difficult question. So like I have a sitter, the cardinal of a sitter, and he has a whole tefillah for the Tosefes, a Yiratzon, and he says, he says during Chazaras HaShatz of Mincha. That's a funny thing to do. To be davening something else during, I mean, we do it, we'll do that, but that no one ever says to do that. Go learn something during Chazaras, no one will do that. Right? Go daven, it's a funny thing. Right? And don't tell me, you see a riot from here, that you should daven mincha 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Because for 1,000 years, no Jews did that. No one ever did that. It's a new thing now, today. Because they're at work, the whole thing, they can come late to shul. Never heard such a thing in my life. No such thing. For 1,000 years, no Jews did that. Right? All of a sudden, that can't be the answer. How do you fit the Tosefes in? You have to figure it out. Okay. What? But even if you daven mincha before shkia, so you're left with 2 minutes. Right? Okay, how much before Shkia can you daven mincha?
2 minutes before.
Right, so 2 minutes is enough. Right? It's not such an easy thing to do. You have to figure out how to do it exactly. And also, it's like everything else. You want it to do with kavana, right? I'm hereby accepting upon myself extra Shabbos for the concept of Tosefes Shabbos. So if you're sitting in shul, you daven mincha, and you're not blinking, you don't even think about it. Okay, you did Tosefes Shabbos because you're in shul anyway, but you didn't have any kavana. So that's not the ideal thing to do anyway, right? So you have to figure it out. Okay.
So basically, what you're saying is, it's better to daven mincha earlier in the afternoon.
Oh, so I said, but for 1,000 years, no one ever did that. No one ever did that.
How many people daven plag
mincha? No one ever did that. It's only today.
Nobody daven plag mincha.
No one in Europe for 1,000 years ever did that.
In the winter, nobody daven plag.
No one did. No one ever did it. No one ever did it. They knew about Tosefes.
The dynamics were different. People worked in their jobs in their fields. They couldn't congregate.
I understand.
No, we still don't have no plag mincha during the winter. It's just during summer for convenience because it's late. But it's not.
In Europe, they never made early Shabbos either. Oh, I'm sorry, I take that back. There's some places that didn't, some places that didn't. Some places did.
In
the summer. Some places did because it was more convenient.
And Hasidim don't do early Shabbos.
Hasidim never do it. No. They never make early Shabbos because Shabbos is not early. Shabbos is whenever it is. It's a mile to that. I hear that. I think Moshe says that. I hear that, but
early in the summer,
they daven regular zman, 8 o'clock at night.
When you go to Square, they start eating in the summer at 10:30.
It's very late. It's very late.
The only place could get an early meeting on the summer in Borough Park is in the Yang Israel.
It's true. It's very late. It's an interesting question. We had a shir once here. Rabbi Rabbah gave a shir once about it. It's not an easy answer. How to solve it? It's not so easy. If a wife doesn't daven mincha. Or she doesn't have mincha with a minion. So she can daven mincha whenever she wants. For a wife, it's much easier to have Tosefes. She lights candles, she's makabel Shabbos early. A man goes to shul, he didn't daven mincha yet. So he can't make Tosefes. Because Friday's mincha is for Friday. How's that going to happen? It's not so simple. It all comes out of this Gemara. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow's a very short Amud Beis, very short. I would like to try to do a little bit of that Tosfos if I have time to prepare it. And if not, we'll just speak out what he said outside. What? It's about Esther and how she can be the Achashverosh. You know, that's what it's about. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.